You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altron. There when it matters.
In this year's budget speech, the Minister of Finance announced that draft legislation for the long-awaited gambling tax would be published for public comment sometime this year. The draft law will possibly be published with the new TLAB, the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill, as it's known, and that's in the next few months. But while we wait for the release of that draft legislation, we've invited Louise Kotzer, candidate attorney, and Louis Boiter, associate in the Tax and Exchange Control Practice at Cliffdecker Hofmeyer, to take the opportunity to consider some of the issues that have arisen with gambling tax in foreign jurisdictions lately. Evening to Louise and Louis. Louis, kick us off. The introduction of a gambling levy was once again proposed in Finance Minister Tito Mboweni's budget speech. Why is government looking to apply a levy, other than the obvious reasons that it's scrambling to find ways to plug its revenue shortfall?
So the reason stated in the 2019 budget review, they harked back to the 2012 budget statement, which was where the intention was expressed that the levy should be imposed in an attempt to raise funds that will be used to create awareness of the potential negative effects of excessive gambling. That is the purpose that was stated back in the levy. So in a way, we can give government the benefit of the doubt to say this is something that dates back 7 to 8 years, and so potentially something that they shelved for a while and maybe re-looked at and decided to bring it back into the fore later.
Mm, the timing is convenient, though, as we have a big shortfall at the moment. Louise, when we look at this, have we seen a gambling levy or something similar introduced elsewhere internationally?
The gambling levy is introduced in several countries, most recently of which in the UK. Well, the gambling levy has been introduced in the UK, and there's a case that recently came out that's quite interesting and has quite a relevant bearing on the matter.
Now, what are the details of that case? What can we learn from it?
So in this case, it was a casino that issued non-negotiable chips to its favoured customers, and these chips were issued as a promotional tool, and the customers were entitled to use them to place bets free of charge. And just by way of example, these chips are something like a voucher that you might get from one of the major retailers as an incentive to open an account for them.
Oh.
And at issue in this case was the tax treatment of these non-negotiable chips, and more specifically, the value that had to be ascribed to them for calculating gambling tax.
That is very interesting, Louis, because essentially these are valueless unless you redeem them, aren't they?
Correct. And that's precisely what the court said in that case, and what they essentially then, to take Louise's example one step further, if we say then that a person spends £1,000, to use also the UK currency, if they spend 1,000 British pounds in gambling at the casino, they then receive chips to the value of £50 back, and they then use those chips to gamble again. The question that then arises is that should the gambling operator pay a duty based on the 1,000 British pounds that it received, actually received, or should it pay 1,000 plus the 50 pounds in addition that were redeemed? And then the court came to the conclusion that only the 1,000 pounds that were actually received should be taken into account in calculating the duty payable.
What's important for our legislators to consider flowing from this UK judgment?
Well, from the UK judgment itself, it illustrates that there should be clarity, I think, and practicality in the legislation. So if the intention is that one should not be taxed, or that the gambling duty should not be imposed on such chips that are redeemed, then that should hopefully be clear from the legislation. The other important thing, I think, that is related to the status quo in South Africa is exactly you know, how the tax is going to be calculated, bearing in mind that already at a provincial level, there's already a provincial gambling act in terms of which casinos and gambling operators are operating in each province are taxed. So bearing in mind that those entities already bear some sort of tax obligation, it'll be important to take into account and to impose a levy that is not going to be too burdensome, as there's already a tax obligation in place for them.
And we'll see the likes of Tsoho and other gaming companies impacted by that. Shareholders no doubt will be paying very close attention, as these companies have been struggling through these tough economic times. And also there's a question of how successful government will be in utilising the revenue for gambling awareness and rehabilitation as proposed. Certainly, if one were to look at previous taxes collected for other purposes, one remains skeptical. sceptical as to whether or not those funds will be put to the best use. That was Louis Buiter, associate, and Louise Kotzer, candidate attorney in the tax and exchange control practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, with your tax feature. Let's hope that the dice roll in the industry's favour on this one. Katleho is standing by with your news, brought to you by Ashburton Investments, the asset manager that's fully invested in outcomes for you.